producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have Stan Gordon, author of Astonishing Encounters, going to tell us in a second more about the metallic thingies he's got. With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we want to remind you to check out our new special offer for a lifetime membership of the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You get the ad-free version of this show. You get the exclusive after the Paracast podcast. More to come. We now have free offers, five-year memberships, lifetime memberships. Maybe we'll have eternal memberships next, plus.theparacast.com. So what kind of stuff have you over there, Stan Gordon?
Well, you know, other than this cone-shaped thing, back in 1972, we were having a wave of UFO activity here in, around Westmoreland County, outside of Pittsburgh, and we're getting reports of formations of brilliant lights at night going across, and in some cases, people reporting some kind of metallic material that was falling from the lights as they went over. So our teams went out to some of these locations, and people are calling into us, and we were coming across this very unusual metallic material. For a better term, we call it space grass. And even John Keel mentioned about finding something similar back in the late 60s. It looks like thousands of these very thin strips of metal that are all interwoven together. We found these things in the trees. We found it on the ground, interwoven into clumps in some cases. And it's very interesting stuff. And once again, we had labs examine it. And it's basically 100% aluminum. Once again, the mystery is we had major companies look at it and examine it. Nobody knows why anybody would manufacture it or for what purpose. The closest thing would be radar chaff, which our military would use to cause interference to radio communications, radar signals. This is not the same thing because your chaff disperses and this stuff comes down in clumps. So nobody really knows what this is all about. And if my memory serves me right, I believe going back many years ago, I think Linda and Moulton Howe had at least one case where some similar material was found in the mouth of one of the mutilated cows out in your direction there, Chris. Maybe you remember that.
Yeah, that was on the Gomez Ranch, and it was radar chaff. They were able to ID it. What a cow was doing, eating it, and then ending up mutilated, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I never saw it. I just remember talking about some kind of metallic material. I never heard what it actually was found, but I know I have actual radar chaff, and we can see the comparisons between the two, and this is not the same. And then another case that's really interesting was back in the late 60s in the Pittsburgh area, there was a very interesting UFO sighting. It was a big disc, as I recall. It was hovering in a very rural area above a field on beams of colored lights, very low off the ground. A man happened to come by this rural road and see this thing hovering in this big field. He went home several miles away and told his wife about it. She came back. It was still there. And he wanted to get out of the car and walk closer. And she was yelling at him not to get out of the car. And he opened the car door. The beams of light retracted and the object took off. The next day, however, he goes back to that location to see if there's any marks on the ground. And there's no marks. But here's this big metallic disc laying there. The disc has been in various labs. It's very interesting because it has some very interesting burnt holes through it and some very deep cuts, those known as cavitation marks. So it's done under very high pressure. Various metallurgists have examined it. Once again, it's 100% stainless steel. Nobody can figure out why it would be laying there in the middle of a field after a UFO incident and why anybody would manufacture it. So those are some of the physical anomalies that we've come up with over the years.
Wow. There's not many investigators out there, Stan, that has had the, good fortune to have cases that actually leave behind, especially UFO cases that leave behind actual physical evidence that you can actually take and have tested. So what do you do with all this stuff? Is you use it for paperweights or like doorstops?
We have it in a safe area, and I do a lot of public displays and shows, and in some cases over the years I've had them out for the people to see.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like to give their input on what it might be, and sometimes you get other leads from it. So it's interesting stuff, and it's a part of history.
Boy, I'll say. You know, we have a number of questions here, as I mentioned before. And, you know, Han, who is one of our – Harry Newton is one of our longtime posters. He's been here for going on 5.5 years. He's not sure if this is true, I think, but he's wondering if you've seen a decline in the popularity of Bigfoot. It just in general, I think it's the opposite. I think we've seen an actual rise in interest in Bigfoot because of all the Bigfoot shows that have been on. But what do you think? Do you see a rise or a decline in popularity in the subject? And what do you think it is? You know, that's of course the million-dollar question: is this a flesh and blood crypto creature, or are we dealing with something paranormal?
Well, you know, I have to somewhat agree with you because, at least from this area that I'm in, there's a huge interest in Bigfoot. It doesn't seem to go away. It seems to increase. In general, from the reaction I get from calls and people from around the country, that, yes, there's a huge interest in it, and there's no doubt that some of these reality shows are really bringing the subject to the attention of lots of people, and there seems to be a great interest in it. So I would say that the interest is continuing to increase with the Bigfoot phenomena.
And I think it's gaining more, you know, I think it's becoming more and more legitimate, I think, as a subject as well. I don't find people rolling their eyes as much as they used to when you mention Bigfoot. Of course, in areas like here in Arizona, we do have the Mogollon Monster that is reported from time to time. But most people that I talk to who are not that familiar with this subject, they don't realize that Bigfoot's been reported in 48 of 50 states. And that's quite an eye-opener to them. But I'm seeing people are, I think, more accepting of the potential reality of this phenomenon. And they don't roll their eyes and say, oh, that's, you don't believe in that stuff, do you? I don't know if you noticed this, but I have. I think it's gaining more and more legitimacy as the years go by.
Oh, there's no doubt. In fact, coming up in a couple of weeks, we have the, and again, back to Fayette County, there's a group down there, an organization, and they're sponsoring, it's called Project Talent in Quantasville, PA, and on October 17th, they're sponsoring the first Fayette County UFO Bigfoot Paranormal Expo. It's going to be all day long. I'll be speaking there, and we'll be showing a couple movies and having speakers on these subjects all day long. As we've seen at other local events, quite often a lot of witnesses like to come down there and talk to you. A lot of them do it confidentially.
Yeah.
But glad to hear that other people have shared their experiences.
Yeah, I think conferences, especially small regional and local conferences, that's where you really come up with some of your best cases. I did a small conference in Angel Fire, New Mexico, just south of Taos there. And one of my best cases in recent years showed up out of the blue and invited me back over to the ranch and just blew my socks off with the story and a whole series of events that had occurred. And this was all because of a small regional conference. I think it's a great place for investigators. And folks out there, you know, take note, if you have this type of event in your area, make yourself available for people and get out there in the field. Get out of your armchairs. Get out there in the field. Become the Stan Gordon in your neighborhood and spend the time. You know, chase these leads down. Make the phone calls. Network with people. You know, Stan has always been a major. I just have looked up to this guy for so many years, and he's been an inspiration for me. And so let him be an inspiration for you too. This is not easy work, but it can be very rewarding. At the very least, it can blow your mind.
And you know, something, Chris, that's been brought up over the years. You know, we're talking about Bigfoot. I wrote my Solid Invasion book a few years ago because I felt. And so many people asked me that they thought I needed to write it. They knew about the research I did and it was so important. And I was a little reluctant to because it got into such strange aspects of Bigfoot. But I've had nothing but an extremely positive reaction from around the country and even out of the country about the book. Because, again, and we didn't get a chance to even talk about it today, but, you know, there were those cases that suggested highly that at least some of the Bigfoot accounts appear to be something other than a flesh and blood animal. The more cryptid reports I get, and there's some in the new Astonishing Encounters book, the more it suggests that in some cases we're dealing with something that seems to come into our physical reality, can leave physical evidence, and then it's gone.
This segment is gone. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It's amazing that Chris has actually remained connected on Skype for 10 minutes or so now.
Wow. We're setting a record here for today's show.
Right. Now, which ISP are you using? We should mention this in case other people are considering that.
Well, it's Suddenlink, and like I mentioned to you during one of our down periods here, the three-town area around me was completely down 2 days ago for an entire day. And I've just upgraded to twice my upload and download speeds, and you would think that I would be getting, have a little bit more consistent service here. But, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Too bad you don't have a viable competitor. You're telling us that we have, of course, CenturyLink serving your area. And having used CenturyLink in the past, I know it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
That's the problem here in the U.S., of course. Most of our listeners in the United States have but one option for broadband internet. Just one.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. Let's get back to the questions and the comments, Chris.
Yeah, we do. We have a good question here from Steve C., who's been a member of our forum at forum.theparacast.com since 2011. This is the question bank where our listeners can ask questions of our guests. And today is one of my favorite guests that we have on from time to time, Stan Gordon. Stan, if it turns out through disclosure that Kecksburg was nothing more than a satellite plane part of mundane explanation, would you be relieved or disappointed? I think we can pretty much factor out, based on your description of witnesses, eyewitness reports, that this thing was, it came down under control. So it doesn't sound like a plane part, or I know people have said over the years that it was a Russian satellite that we got, and it doesn't really sound like any of those things. Do you think it was a bona fide UFO, or do you think it was something else?
Well, you know, after I keep an open mind to all possibilities, and I hope someday that I'm still living, that we can have closure on the case, and we have positive proof once and for all as to what the object was itself. There still is many, many mysteries in this case, and we didn't even get into some of the interesting aspects of the case, which, again, in more recent years, there's more indication of the possibility that something may have been inside of the object. So that's a fascinating aspect as well. But over the years, there were a number of different people who contacted me and told me they knew for sure what the object was. And everybody had a different story. It just goes back to the time of the incident occurring. One of the first accounts we heard was from a witness who had been interviewed by an Air Force officer who told me that Air Force officer told her that it was a Gemini capsule that had been expelled in the area. Well, we found out, of course, that wasn't the case. Yes. Another man told me he knew certain that it was a projectile fired from a giant gun from a railroad car in Canada. We interviewed him, and all the specifics he gave us definitely did not fit. Another man told me he knew for sure it was a Soviet ICBM that went out of control. Another one said it was a missile. And, of course, we looked in the Cosmos 96, that Soviet Venus probe that was a suspect for years because, coincidentally, it reentered the Earth's atmosphere over Canada about 3:18 a.m. in the morning on the same day. This happened about 4:47 in the afternoon. Just to make the story short, in more recent years, there's been enough data that's come out which probably pretty much eliminates Cosmos 96 as being the culprit. I would say after all these years that my best guess is that we're either dealing with some very secretive, some very advanced man-made space probe that has some type of reentry capability, or we're dealing with something that's extraterrestrial or interdimensional or something else along that line.
Right.
You got to remember, it was the early days of the space program. And I talked to many people who worked for NASA at the time, engineers and scientists, who designed a lot of the projects for that time period. And when they look at Kecksburg, they all scratch their head and pretty much say, well, we didn't have anything similar to that. Again, I keep an open mind to all possibilities. I hope someday we do have closure on the case.
Okay. Enough said on Kecksburg. Here's a question from Dave M., who is one of our longest posters at forum.theparacast.com. He's been posting for almost 8 years now. Stan, are you familiar with David Paulides? If so, what are your thoughts about his Bigfoot / Missing Persons books, and are the two connected?
Yeah, I am familiar with him. I can't say I've read all of the books. I've heard of some of the cases. I think he's got some really interesting material out there. I understand that he might be associating some of the disappearances with Bigfoot. That's my understanding. I can't really comment on it because I haven't done all the details. I can tell you that of the hundreds of Bigfoot cases I've looked into over the years, I've really never seen any indication these things were really harmful to humans, let's say. There were cases where people told me these things wanted to hurt them. They easily could have under the circumstance. These things have great agility. They move very fast. I've had some cases where they've chased cars up to 50 miles an hour for a short distance over the years. I had reports that running and carrying deer over their shoulders. I have not had any cases that I'm aware of that I can think of where there may have been a person missing and connected with a Bigfoot case, but of course, I don't have all the answers. I don't know everything that's going on out there, so I keep an open mind to all possibilities.
I love the case from Silent Invasion with the scratches on the back of the car. That's a classic.
That's in the other book. It's Really Mysterious Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. The last book that came out, yeah. Oh, man.
That's a really
interesting. And the photographs, they're pretty impressive.
And that may have possibly have involved a government agency as well.
It just never stops. Here's a question from Spectre73, who's been a poster for just a couple of years now, and actually a couple of months. And he wants to know, kind of, it's more of a general question about your thinking. Have your personal views, theories on the many topics that you have investigated over the years changed? And if so, do you think that there's a trend being influenced by or the popular culture or is influencing popular culture? First of all, have your thoughts and conclusions sort of morphed over the years or become more solid? And do you think that we're seeing the culture influencing thinking about these subjects, or do you think the actual events are influencing the culture?
Well, to me personally, I don't think that I've been influenced by the media or the culture, what I've seen. Basically, I'm influenced by the interviews I do with witnesses, the patterns I've seen, the evidence I've uncovered over the years. And yes, things have changed. You know, when I got into this back so many years ago, as I said, I thought Bigfoot was very likely an unknown primate, and I thought that a lot of these unexplained UFO sightings were probably extraterrestrial. The more I'm involved in this and the many years I've spent out in the field and the more witnesses I've interviewed, the more I'm convinced that there's a lot more of this we understand, and it may be much more mysterious than any of us really realize. And I said years ago, the phenomenon is so strange it protects itself. Because who in the heck is going to believe it? As I look into some of these UFO cases over the years, you know, they range from lights in the sky and formation of lights to very large, solid objects will appear to be constructed devices.
Let's go on with more UFO lore from Stan Gordon. The book is Astonishing Encounters. I have the astonishing Chris O'Brien with me, and he's going to have an astonishing stinger. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Astonishing? I don't know. Stan Gordon's with us. Let me ask you, Stan, have you seen the types of UFOs that are seen change over the years?
Yeah, what I was referring to is the fact that, you know, there have been reports of these large triangular objects, cigar-shaped objects, your typical disc. And in more recent years, we're getting more reports of these very large, solid, sometimes black, even seen in daylight, these huge rectangular objects as well. And, you know, you asked me earlier in the show, you know, about we don't very often hear about what I call the classic UFOs, these large objects seen close to the ground, that we used to hear about in the end of 50s and 60s and 70s, but they still go on. I mean, as recent as the last few weeks, I've had at least a couple interesting cases, but one case that stands out that I think was a really interesting case I investigated was June 1st of 2013, so it wasn't that long ago. This was in North Huntington Township, a suburb of Pittsburgh, on a major highway, Route 30, four-lane highway. The case involved a woman who was well-educated, did not believe in UFOs until that night, and her three-year-old child. They were coming out of a convenience store a little after 10 o'clock that night, making a left, and they were heading on Route 30 eastbound towards Little Village Adamsburg, when suddenly she had to slow down, almost stop in the middle of Route 30. Luckily, she wasn't in any car around at the time, but she was hoping there was others around to see it. Well, what she saw, the reason she slowed down was, about 60 feet above the highway is this huge, maybe 55-foot long, solid, metallic, rectangular object just hovering there. It's taking up all four lanes of the highway. The lighting on it, the navigational lighting, was nothing like normal aircraft. It was completely silent. Her three-year-old baby yells, "Mommy, flying iPad in the sky." And the woman is on her cell phone at the time talking to a friend, and she's describing what she's seeing. And as she passes underneath the object, she loses her cell phone signal. All the electronics in the dash of her car goes out, such as the FM radio goes off the air. And she tries to take a picture with her iPhone, and it wouldn't let her go to the photo mode. But as she goes down the road, everything comes back on.
Well, that's a classic type case with a new wrinkle, the classic electromagnetic interference type of thing.
Exactly, exactly. And she told me, now, the car she had at the time was not that old, and I just saw her a few months ago, and she told me her car's never worked properly since that night. So those are the kind of cases that are really intriguing, and that woman now believes in UFOs, by the way.
Sure. I wonder why.
Well, speaking of objects seen in the sky, one thing that I've always marveled at about Pennsylvania reports is the amazing giant bird sightings and you know, strange flying creature sightings. Over the years, the bewildering array of these types of reports that you've gone out on over the years is really, I mean, dazzling to me. And what are some of your favorite cases and some of the more bizarre cases of these giant flying animals, birds, mothmen? I mean, there's various descriptions of them because there's so many different types. Why don't you give us kind of a sense of that?
Yeah, there's a number of them in the new Astonishing Encounters book, and I've had actually in the last couple of weeks, I've had at least one recent report come in. One, I had to interview another person from Wenasaw something about 2 months ago, and I know that there's some other researchers out there have been hearing other reports from around Pennsylvania as well. Probably one of my favorites is actually one that happened at neighboring West Virginia back in 2000, I believe it was around the fall of 2007, outside of Clendenin, West Virginia. And I interviewed this fellow several times. He sent me a sketch of what this thing looked like. Anyhow, he's riding down a road. It's a two-lane rural road about 8 o'clock in the morning, so it's daylight. And he has to hit his brakes real hard because here's this giant bird blocking the road with a dead animal in his mouth, so it's eating roadkill. And he says he's startled by the size of this thing because it's at least 4 feet tall. The head of it is extending above the roofline of his car. And he gave me a very detailed description. He said, like many other people, these things are generally dark brown or black in color. It had dark feathers. The neck was long and crooked. The beak appeared to be dark, was very large and long. The eyes were dark in color. But he said what really stood out was those wings, the wingspan. And he said he watched this thing. It's jumping and hopping back and forth in an awkward manner, like it's trying to get off the ground. It's flapping its wings. And as it was flapping its wings, he said he could see the wingtips hitting at the edge of each side of the road, and there's gravel and dirt going up as it was flapping its wings. And finally, it got up in the air and went up over the trees. He went back the next day to measure the wingspan because he saw exactly where the ends of the wingtips were. It was 21 feet across.
Oh, that's twice as big as a condor, which has the largest wingspan, I think, in nature.
So, yeah, it's one of the many, many cases. Now, yeah, as you mentioned, while we put them under the category of thunderbirds, some of these look like just very oversized giant birds. In other cases, people have described seeing something with more of a leather-like skin rather than feathers, more like a giant bat. In some cases, people are giving me a really detailed account and they're describing something very reluctantly that looks prehistoric, like a pterodactyl or a pterotorn. Some people have said these things look like gargoyles. So there's similarities in the reports and yet differences as well.
Wow.
Yeah, what astounds me is the variety of descriptions that you find in Pennsylvania. Most other areas don't really have the bewildering different types of flying creatures that, like Stan is describing. They're more like either they're pterodactyl-looking things or they're giant birds. You rarely have reports from a region like that where you have a whole slew of different descriptions like that. That's always been intriguing to me. What do you make of these giant bird sightings? I mean, shouldn't more people be seeing these things and reporting them if they're actually physical flesh-and-blood creatures?
Well, the whole thing is just like with UFO sightings. And, you know, I talk about this with witnesses and people all the time. And if you're just walking down the street, look at people. What are they doing? They're texting or talking on their phone. People rarely look up in the sky. So, you know, if you're not looking up, you're not going to see that there may be something out there. And I think more and more people have seen these things from what I get from a lot of friends of people and relatives of people. And I've talked to people who are very reluctant to even tell me about what they saw because they can't believe they saw what they saw. So I think these things are going on probably much more that people are either reluctant to report it or they don't know where to report it to.
Yeah, it's like who's going to believe you is the first thing that probably goes through your mind. And then second is, you know, you're even worried about telling your family or friends. I'm not surprised that, you know, people aren't seeing these things actually because they're falling in love with their damn thumbs.
Luckily on occasion it's more with UFOs, but on occasion we are lucky if somebody does get some videos or some still photographs. And, you know, unfortunately these digital cameras are not designed, especially at night, to try to focus on an image far away. So you get a lot of false images, especially with electronics and digital cameras. But on occasion, we get something interesting that does come in.
Now, I should tell everybody, if they listen to our other show, The Tech Night Out Live, Apple came out with new iPhones this past week, the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus. Both can take 4K video. In addition to everything else, they have improved cameras. But as Stan says, you know, for shooting something at night from a distance, none of these cameras can do it. At best, maybe you'll get a video of some vague flickering light in the sky. And do we really need any more vague flickering lights in the sky? Isn't that vague enough? Well, forgive the puns in any case, but you get the point here. These shooters that are built into these smartphones, they do good stuff, but they don't work under those circumstances very well. It's just the way it is. We got one more segment to spend with our friend Stan Gordon, author of Astonishing Encounters. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So this is a quick session, despite the interruptions with the loss of reception, because Skype decided they don't like Chris. Maybe because he's using Macs and Skype is owned by Microsoft. No, that doesn't work. I have a Mac and I'm using Skype and there's no disconnection. I shouldn't say anything because I will be challenging the gods. We don't want that to happen.
I think it's a Mac man in black.
We are the Mac men in black. Apple's protectors. That's a bad song or something. I don't sing, except for my supper. And these days, you know, I'm not getting too much supper, so there you go.
So start singing.
Well, no, you don't want to do that because we will lose every single listener to this show if I made the slightest effort. Stan Gordon, we have just a few moments left. Let's cover a few things here. And you've accumulated a vast repository of files here. Strange creatures, dragons, winged humanoids, UFO cases, metallic fragments, Bigfoot, whatever. What's the next step? Where do we take all this information to figure out what's going on?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm hoping, luckily at some of the events, I'm meeting some very young, very educated next generation, hopefully new investigators who hopefully they'll be able to continue on where we won't be able to, and hopefully they'll be able to uncover some of these answers, because these mysteries are going to continue long past the time when I'm no longer here, and probably none of us will be here.
Does that feel frustrating to you, though, that you could spend so many years, since you're a teenager, and I understand that because that's when I started, that's when Chris got started with exploring the paranormal. Do you feel at all frustrated or jaded that the answer may not come in your lifetime?
Oh, not really. You know, it's been such an interesting journey, and I've learned so many new things, and I've learned about beings and creatures and entities and things that I never would have believed could ever exist until you start talking to so many different people from so many backgrounds, from some such far-reaching areas, and they tell you similar accounts, and they give you those little details, and you find those strange footprints out there. There's just so many things that we've learned, and yet there's so many answers that we still don't have. But it's made me aware that, you know, there's so much more to our world that God's given us a lot of anomalies to deal with out there, and there's a lot of things we just don't have the answers for.
Yeah, and also helping people. Sometimes these events, you know, they not only can they be frightening and actually put people into a state of terror, but they also have a way of completely shattering your reality view at times, completely turning what you thought was a, you know, normal three-dimensional reality upside down. Who are you going to talk to about that sort of thing? I constantly was finding myself helping people work their way through these just inexplicable experiences. And Stan, too, I can tell you've got a very, very good manner. You've interviewed thousands and thousands of people. And when somebody comes to you and says, look, I had this really bizarre thing happen, I can't sleep at night. My family says I'm on edge, you know, and you just can't help but feel for these people. And, you know, in my particular work, I had to, you know, deal with a lot of ranchers who were missing livestock. And, you know, I had big burly ranchers cry on my shoulder and say, why did they take my best breeding cow? And I think it's the helping people part of it that kind of kept me going forward. Now that I'm sort of taking a back seat a little bit to it, I kind of miss that, actually. How about you? I mean, do you find yourself being like a paranormal shrink at times?
Well, I wouldn't call it a shrink, but yes, there's no doubt I deal with that all the time. I'm on a quite regular basis. I deal with people all the time that come to me. We have long discussions, and we make them aware that they're not the only ones. It's something, it's kind of a support for them to make them aware that they're not the only ones that have had these encounters. And most of the time, most of them are so very happy to learn that what they saw was also seen by others, that they weren't alone. And they generally feel a lot better after we have discussions.
Yeah, that's important, too. I guess there's people feel more comfortable if, you know, they weren't the only ones singled out. That can be, I think, disconcerting for some people. And it's good for them to know that they're not the only ones and they're not crazy. I mean, I'm sure you've had people say, I think, you know, I thought I was going crazy. I could not explain what I saw. And I was really starting to question my own sanity. Thank God somebody else saw it, too. You know, I mean, I've heard that, you know, more than a few times, as I'm sure you have.
Over the years, many witnesses, especially those that have had some really close-up sightings, one of the first things they say to me always is, first of all, don't use my name. And second thing is, I don't want you to think I'm crazy because I know what I saw. And I hear that all the time.
Yeah, it's almost predictable in a lot of cases. Do you find that people in these areas, like along the Chestnut Ridge and in Fayette County, Bucks County, do you find that people in those counties are almost that these types of things are almost normal for them? Do you get a sense of nonchalance, or people have almost allowed this to become factored into the reality at all? Or is it always startling to people in these areas?
Yeah, again, it depends on the location. Now, in the cities around here, people are interested, but you don't hear as many cases. But when you start getting out to those rural areas and you start getting into those communities and you talk to people, so many of those people have lived out in those areas for 30, 40, 50 years. They've heard the stories. Some of them have their own experience. They have relatives, neighbors, friends who have had experiences. They talk about these things. So it's a part of the local history. A lot of people know about it. So it's something that is of interest to these people. A lot of them don't publicly talk about it a lot, but they privately communicate it among themselves.
So if you had to pick out your top three cases, besides Kecksburg, which should be on this list, obviously, what would be your three favorite cases that just totally blow you out of the water when you think about them?
And before we blow you away, we need 2 minutes. That's all we have is 2 minutes for your answer.
The October 25th, 73 UFO Bigfoot case we talked about, that's probably my number one case that I always thought was so amazing at the Kecksburg. The February 6, 1974 incident near Ohio Pyle in Fayette County, where the woman shot at the Bigfoot with a shotgun only a few feet away, and it disappeared in a flash of light, which is in the Silent Invasion book. And beyond that, there are so many other just amazing cases. It's so hard to pick one out because these cases go on year after year.
So, of course, I would also assume as you learn more and more about cases, your preferences to the most mysterious or the most compelling changes. As we've seen through this very, very fascinating episode, there are always more and more new cases to consider. Would you tell our listeners where we can find more of the stuff that you do?
Sure. Well, my website is That's www.stangordon.info, I-N-F-O. They can order my books. There's Silent Invasion, the Pennsylvania UFO Bigfoot Casebook, which has some of the most unusual, strange cases you ever read about with UFOs and Bigfoot. It's at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or personalized copies on my website. The new book is Astonishing Encounters, Pennsylvania's Unknown Creatures. My first book was called Really Mysterious Pennsylvania, which has many cases where people were physically close to UFOs and all kind of cryptids. So they're all different, fascinating books.
You can find more of the things we do if you look around the Internet on Twitter. It's The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for a pair of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And we have another service to offer for you. It's called The Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for our premium package. We're now offering lifetime memberships. So you pay for like 6 years and you get us forever, or as long as we hang around. And the actuarial tables say I will hang out till I'm 84 at least. And Chris will manage to hang out pretty good too, because he's younger and people will start to even live even longer. Maybe we'll live forever. But seriously speaking, we give you the ad-free version of the show. We give you the After the Paracast podcast exclusive to Paracast Plus members. We've got open chat room in our forums. And we've got the video thing we're still working on. It'll be real soon now. We're also giving away a couple of free books. For 1 year subscription to the Paracast Plus, you get Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien. For 5 years, you also get that book and Stalking the Tricksters. If you go for the lifetime membership, I'll get you one of the Rockoid sci-fi novels that my son and I wrote. So it's going to be a great deal. Plus.theparacast.com. Check Chris O'Brien's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. He welcomes your donations for the San Luis Valley Camera Project. Stan Gordon, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.